Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, I just gotta say this, and I wish I could take a live feed so you could see all of what I have. I have three screens in front of me right now because I have so many tabs pulled up on the right side. On the left side, it takes the callers and it shows me what's going on concerning what you see. And so on and so forth. And I can see and I can track the traffic that comes to this page. And I just want to say this, just to put this in contrast to what we're seeing today. If I was speaking right now about the game that does not constitutionally exist between those that are campaigning to be governors, senators, so on and so forth, the traffic would be overflowing on my site. It just shows you the ignorance, and it also shows you, friends, the degree that people mean to continuously entertain themselves out of their own freedoms. Now, for those that don't know what the word tain, derived from entertain, means, it defines out as stop from entering in. So as long as it can keep you entertained, those numbers concerning the traffic that people get, they're overwhelming. But when I talk about topics that concern the American church, and what I'm going to highlight here today, the American church brought this upon themselves, it's absolutely astounding to me, to say the least, that people have very little care concerning what's going on in the American church. And I'm talking about righting the wrongs here. I'm not talking about just highlighting the bad and the evil that we see there. I'm talking about at every one of my messages during the end, and the consummation of my messages, I always bring the answer in to right the wrongs, regardless of we're talking about what's going on in the church or in the government. But nobody seems to care. And the first thing that I thought about when I went on social media platforms today and I seen the numbers there, it was interesting. The first thing that went through my mind was that of Amos 6:6-8. And how it talks about the sins, basically, the afflictions of Joseph in the church, that how people have very little care for what's going on in the church and righting the wrongs. Well, if they were really Christians, I can tell you what, they'd be adamant about it. The zeal of the Father's house would consume you. Let's put it that way, the way that it did Christ, the way that it does those that are born of the Spirit of God. For those that don't have a care, again, I would ask, where is the Holy Ghost? But I want you to hear this. This is a version I want to pick, but this is somewhat of a translation concerning what is found in Amos 6:6-8. You drink wine by the bowlful and use the finest lotions. In other words, you have the best of everything, but you do not grieve over the ruin of Joseph, the ruin of the church in America today. Therefore, you will be among the first to go into exile, and your feasting and your lounging will end. Oh, it will. See, the judgment that we see upon the church today signifies the judgment that we see on the nation as well, simultaneously. And people, what I'm going to show you today is nothing short of blasphemy at every given step as to what is happening in the Church of America today. And if you don't have a care for it, then you know what? You may as well just go ahead and turn the channel right now, because we're going to stick to the facts. We're going to stick to the resolve that we all claim that we want. And the way that we do that is we get back to the Lord and ask for instruction, and we can find that throughout the Word of God from the beginning to the very end concerning the resolve that we're all claiming that we want. Again, let me state it again, it's all found in the Word of God if we're willing to meet the Lord on His commands. They're not suggestions, again, they are commands. Okay? We're going to be talking about that in just a minute. I want to bring up a couple issues before we get over there. Do you remember during the time that the whole Jeffrey Epstein and his little island that he had going on, nobody knows where he got the money from? Of course you do. Don't play ignorant, friends. Of course you know where the money came from. He was a pawn. He was the point man to set up all of these meetings for the people to come out and enjoy their pedophile relationships between the adults and the children that they were having intercourse with, like it or not, in many cases. That is if they weren't sacrificing these children. And again, folks, pay attention to what's going on, because of all of this information that we're giving you now is coming to the light surely and slowly but surely, friends. Read Luke 12:2 when you get a moment. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. But do you remember during that time that Epstein and those that were on the island, those names were being divulged to the American public? And, of course, the mainstream media had to get in there and they had to give you a bunch of smoke and mirrors to distract you from the facts. And I'm talking about they put up Amber Heard and Johnny Depp as if to suggest anybody really cared about what was going on with those two debased individuals. Well, I have some information here for you, and I think you might appreciate it, because I have the list for you as to who was visiting Epstein Island over the years. They're actors, they're politicians, they're billionaires, and there's going to be a lot of people that you're going to hear on this short list. I've got 3 minutes to play it on the short list that you are probably in love with concerning your favorite politicians and or actors. But again, to show you how debased these people are, keep in mind they're pedophiles, and that's what they were doing on that island with Jeffrey Epstein. Go ahead and check this out.
Compute with me.
All right, these are the people that were on Epstein Island, confirmed by
Bill
multiple
Gates,
sources.
Barack
Bill
Obama,
Clinton, George
Bill
Mitchell,
Clinton,
Alex Baldwin, Ralph Fiennes, George Hamilton, Dustin Hoffman, Kevin Spacey, Liz Hurley, Laura Hutton, Janice Dixon, Naomi Campbell, Christy Turlington, Henry Kissinger, which may be one of the most evil men on the world.
He is, yeah.
Joan Rivers, Courtney Love, Mick Jagger, Courtney Guest, Phil Collins, Simon LeBon, Charlie Rose of PBS, Richard Branson, Candace Bushel, Tom Ford, Vera Wang, Nadia Byerlin, Coe Stark, and here's some more. Seth Green, James Gunn, Dan Schneider, Steven Spielberg, Tom Hanks, Stephen Colbert, Kevin Spacey, Kathy Griffin, Oprah Winfrey, Sean Carter, Beyonce Knowles, Anthony Kiedis, John Legend, Christy Keegan, Jim Carrey, Steven Tyler, Ben Affleck, Stephen Collins,
wow.
Will Ferrell.
And you thought they were upright
Eminem,
citizens, right? Because they called themselves
Jones,
Republicans
Salva,
or conservatives.
Mark Rector, Charlie Sheen, Tyler Grasham, Madonna, Catherine Hudson, Gwen Stefani, Stefani Gamota, James Franco, Will
Lady
Smith.
Gaga.
Oh, has Will Smith been in the news lately? Justin Rowland, John Cusack, Anderson Cooper, Demi Moore, Brian Affleck, Meryl Streep, Wanda Sykes, Chelsea Handler, Michelle Wolf.
Wow.
Merle Williams.
Look at this, friends.
Robert
this is
Downey
the information
Jr.
they meant to hide
they
from you.
They are petrified of
and,
that
and they
list
have a whole list. Those. We'll come back to more of this list in just a moment, friends. I don't want this one to get by you, okay? Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Again, we'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Talking about the Jeffrey Epstein list that was covered up through the smoke and mirrors that the mainstream media did their best to try to cover up and distract the American people from, concerning who was there with Jeffrey Epstein. And I just played the tip of the iceberg concerning who in fact was there. And it's interesting, friends, because I just, during the break, and of course I have to do this because this is what we do, because we have to have the facts for you, right? What's interesting is it was really easy to find. Look who popped up, folks. Here are all the famous people Jeffrey Epstein was connected to. First one that pops up is Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein. Whoa! No, of course. Haven't you seen the videos before Trump mysteriously became the president of the United States of America after being groomed in a favorable light for the last 30 years by the mainstream media that nobody believes? How is this a surprise? There's no surprise here, all folks. I mean, the guy's been married how many times? And just think about this. If he can't be faithful to God, how is he going to be faithful to his wife? And if he can't be faithful to his wife, how is he going to be faithful to you? Read 1 John 5:2 when you get a moment. Oh, my goodness. Amber Heard is all you heard about, her and Johnny Depp, covering all this information up. Why? Because they didn't want you to know who was, in fact, their friends. Who else was there? Well, you heard Henry Kissinger. We know he is a pedophile. And he sits next to every president since Nixon, if I recollect correctly. We have outgoing L-brand CEO Les Wexner. He was this only confirmed client. These are people, friends, that are put up in front of your faces as if they're to be esteemed as the estimable individuals that we should all admonish day in and day out. Here again is former President Donald Trump, was considered a friend of Epstein, and of course all of his worshipers, they don't want to admit that. It doesn't matter if you admit it or not. The apple doesn't fall too far from the corrupt tree. Who else was at Epstein Island? Prince Andrew, and who just bought himself out of justice again through an indulgence that shows you the lack of justice and the preservation, therefore, is the fruit of our freedoms, because when you're soft on criminal, what you're doing is you're creating more of them, and that's exactly what Prince Andrew was. And isn't it interesting, too? I did a little homework on this. If you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, live feed there. Go ahead and subscribe. Or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. You'll see us right on the left side there. You'll see all of his medals. Isn't that interesting? I'm curious, how did he receive all those medals, Mr. Prince Andrew? What did you do to receive those medals? I'm just curious. Of course, I'm sure it's all bought and paid for. Obviously, former President Bill Clinton traveled there several times. We all know that. Clinton is an absolute debased individual. We also know that actor Kevin Spacey and Chris Tucker also took trips with Epstein. They're all compromised friends. This is why, and it happens in politics, too. They're all extorted, and they're all compromised men. Here to show you that in politics, former Secretary of Labor Alexander Acosta worked with Epstein's legal team to arrange a plea deal after Epstein was charged with solicitation of prostitution and procurement of minors for prostitution in Florida in 2007. See, folks, they're all covering for each other. And then what do we see? We see Secretary Acosta going out and playing the hypocrite, Matthew 23, verse 3. Judge them by their fruit, Matthew 7, 16. And he goes on with one of his little Twitter posts. The crimes committed by Epstein are horrific, and I am pleased that New York prosecutors are moving forward with the case based on new evidence. Yeah. Okay, then we have film publicist Peggy Siegel. She spent some time with Epstein as well. Who else do we have on this little list? Oh, of course, the Bush buddies, the Saudi Arabians, friends. Epstein also told the Times that he spoke often with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, or Salman. Of course, folks, these are the people that think they're above the law. Here's another one. It's interesting how the conservatives, follow me through on this one. It's interesting how the conservatives of the day are singing the praises of Elon Musk. And again, friends, you can't make it up. But Epstein claimed to have advised Tesla CEO Elon Musk. Of course, they're in on this together. But I wanted to show you something, because most people probably haven't seen this, and we were covering this just the other day. But have you seen this, friends? I need to show it to you. It's that important. The reason I say it's that important is because it really is that important. And I wish I could put this on a black drop, but I can't. I want you to see it. I'll put it right in the middle of the screen. Do you see this here, friends? It's a picture of an upside-down cross, and it's a breastplate, and it's got a goat on the front there, again, with an upside-down cross. This is Satanism. It's the very epitome of Satanism. And while people are praising Elon Musk, here's another picture, same breastplate right here, and then it has the goat with the cross upside down on the armband, and the upside down cross on the leg band as well. For those that weren't paying attention over the last couple days, isn't it interesting to note who was wearing that? Well, I'm going to show you right in the center of the screen, friends, who was wearing that this Halloween? Elon Musk. Folks, he's a brazen Satanist. This is all over the net right now. I just thought I'd bring this up because most people weren't paying attention to it. But he was the one that was wearing this breastplate with a goat and a cross upside down. Now, this is the guy I also warned you about several months ago while everybody was praising him and buying his cars. This is what I'm talking about, friends, about going around the mountain. You go around the mountain, you go around the mountain, you go around the mountain, you do the same things, you get the same results, and the Lord says, listen to me, break that pattern, obey me, and then go forward and take the promised land. But people don't want that. They want to be entertained out of their freedoms, and that's what they choose. By the way, if you don't mind, please just let me indulge myself here for a moment. Is this not typical concerning what you see in the American church today, concerning Halloween? They dress up like the devil, and of course it's a lack of Christianity, but isn't it interesting, they dress up like the devil, and then the following Sunday they're right at the altar praying to Jesus. Folks, again, it's a lack of Christianity. But let's get back to the list. I just wanted to highlight that. Didn't want to miss it. Just highlighted the fact that Tesla's CEO, Elon Musk, by the way, friends, he had children with a girl named Grimes. Grimes is a self-proclaimed witch. If you look at the history of Elon Musk and his mother, she is very, and I showed you this yesterday, she's involved heavily in the occult. Going back to Epstein Island, this is the list. We have MIT Media Lab Director Joel Toll quietly worked with Epstein to secure anonymous donations, Vanity Fair reported. Folks, they're a part of a system where they operate, where they think they're above the law. Here's another one. Epstein worked as a go-between for the MIT Media Lab and Bill Gates to arrange donations, Vanity Fair reported. None other than Bill Gates. Again, who thinks he's above the law, but he is sadly mistaken. Reid Hoffman defended Toe after news of Epstein's connections to the MIT Media Lab broke. And that's what they do. They scatter friends, and then they throw each other under the bus. This is what they do. Here's another one. A lawsuit has also shined light on Epstein's connection to former U.S. Virgin Islands Governor John P. DeJong while he was in office. Of course! That's why you see these people operating in such a fashion, is because they're filmed committing crimes against children at Epstein's Island. We have told you that concerning the Franklin cover-up case. And we had John DeCamp on the radio with us, as well as what was going on in D.C. in Boys Town in Nebraska. This has been going on for decades. Real quick, for those that didn't know the history of Watergate, it had nothing to do with them spying on each other and stealing each other's files. The whole that was the cover-up concerning what was going on behind Watergate. And what was going on behind Watergate, friends, was a sting operation exposing politicians that were committing the sexual acts upon children. Okay, and again, this is happening all day long in government, and it's a real sad place to be. We have Apollo Global Management CEO Leon Black hired Epstein as an advisor. Folks, it's all inner workings. And here's the other thing. I would like to see that of Epstein's body. It was never delivered. There was much speculation as to who it was that was delivered up, and it's just to the point of being absolutely ridiculous, friends. I mean, that's as bad as Osama bin Laden being thrown in a bag real quick and then thrown into the water, and yet he was responsible for the two towers that fell on September 11, 2001. Nobody seen his body, friends. It was just wrapped up and dumped into the water. He was given a Muslim funeral by Obama from a U.S. military ship, and the American people took it as fact. And why does it keep reoccurring? That's why. We're supposed to put a check on all the information that's given unto us. We'll be right back.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
You are listening to GCN.
Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is providing more than $13 billion in aid to help cut energy costs for American families. The White House will roll out funding to help low and moderate income families pay their energy bills and make energy efficient upgrades to their homes. The effort includes $4.5 billion in funds from the LIHEAP program and $9 billion from the Inflation Reduction Act. Almost 2 in 3 registered voters believe the economy is currently in a recession. A Politico Morning Consult poll showed only 22% of those said the opposite and 14% had no opinion. Republicans said the economy was in a recession more often at 81% versus only 51% of Democrats. Please follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Folks, I'm going to lead right into this, okay? We're going to segue perfectly into this. And I want to start out by showing you this. This is from the New York Post. This is brand new. And I'm sorry I have to share this. GOP candidate quits after cop catch him. And I'm trying to watch the wording here, friends. After the cops catch him masturbating outside of a preschool. Okay, this is so, what's happening in America today is so unthinkable, but it's being fed into by the corruption in government and the mainstream media. A Republican running for an Arizona college district governing board suspended his campaign Tuesday, 2 weeks after he was arrested for allegedly masturbating outside a preschool at one of the colleges he was hoping to represent. I'm just going to show you a picture of him, and we're going to move on. Okay, this is Randy Kaufman. He was caught by police fondling himself outside a college campus preschool. I'm holding my words purposely. Here's another one for you, going to the church now where it started. Man ordained evangelist sentenced to 1,008 years for abusing young boys in church. Why does he commit the crime? Because there's no fear of God. There's no fear of consequences concerning the lawbreakers. That's why they're encouraged to continuously brazenly transgress the law, friends. And I want to tell you something. If they're not preaching against sin, it's because they're guilty of sin. And it's amazing what the American people will put up as their preachers. I mean, they tell fables. They tell little historical stories of what happened a long time ago, as if to suggest Jesus isn't risen from the dead. And all the while, we're called to be witnesses of the resurrection. I got a question. How do you sentence a man to 1,008 years in a sex case? I mean, as if to suggest that he would live to be that old, and instead of upholding God's statutes as to how to deal with these criminals, the system of indulgence known as the correctional institution in this country create a system which encourages crime. $64 billion a year is what they aggrandize unto themselves, rather than discourage crime. See, the justice system is backwards on so many levels. 1,008 years, huh? Oh, and then he's also going to be, while he's in prison, he's also going to be fined $840,000. How is this deterring crime, Proverbs 16:6? It's incredible. And I could sit here, and he preyed on little boys. His name is Acton Bowen, pleading guilty to 28 counts of child sex crimes. That means 28 people came forward and told on him. So there's probably a lot more room for more abuse if more people were willing to come up and put a stop to these criminals. Let me just say this, and then we'll move to the next point. Scripture tells us, and it's real clear, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Isaiah 8:20. To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it's because there's no light in them. No, what people want to hear is they want their emotions played. That's why they continuously put these sorts of guys up. Let me ask you something. Are the heretics on the rise or are they on the decline? If they're on the rise, that's a reflection of the American people that are going and feeding into these hirelings and heretics in the first place. Instead of demanding that men that are anointed of God, not of men, God makes men what they are. He's the one that anoints them. And demanding that anointed men of God be put in the pulpits rather than the self-proclaimed anointed and man-ordained hirelings. Reading John 10:12 again when you get a moment, friends. It's absolutely ridiculous what people put up with. And for goodness sakes, does anybody have any discernment anymore? I mean, when you sit there and listen to this guy, he sounds like a femme. And doesn't Scripture condemn effeminism? Absolutely it does. 1 Corinthians 6:9. And what do you see in the pulpits today? For a good portion of them, not all of them, a small portion are still doing their job as unto the Lord and as unto you in this country. But a good portion of them, friends, they're heretics. They're effeminate. They're capitulators. They're impotent. They're apathetic. They're feeding a system that is bringing judgment upon this nation, and they're hastening it by their inactions, friends, on so many different levels. Read Psalm 78, verse 6, when you get a moment. 78, verse 6, and I'm just going to cross-check that because I believe that's where we are at. And what does it say? Yeah. 6:9. Let's try that one. Yep. 78 verse 9. Psalm 78 verse 9. What does it say? The children of Ephraim, being armed and carrying bows, that's you today. Turn back in the day of battle, that's you today. Whoa. Psalm 78 verse 9. The children of Ephraim, being armed, that's America. And carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. That's exactly why. That's right. I just had a phone call this morning from one of my contributors that takes my articles on a weekly basis. Said he goes to a big church in Texas. He said, Bradley, you went in there and I asked the pastor, he told me. He said, why is it that you're not involved in politics? He said, we don't do that here. Oh, my goodness gracious. And because you're not doing that, this is what you get. This is exactly what you get. Let me take you to what they call a church in America today. This is blasphemy, to say the least, as to what I'm going to show you right now. This is a man dressed up as a woman with two children. You know, they demand that audience. They've got to be kids. But again, Bradley Dean, you're lying when you're saying it's about the kids. Well, then why do you need to have an audience of children to express your perversion? In all fairness, friends, I got to bring, this is Bradley. I know it makes a lot of people mad, but with all of this perversion going on, doesn't anybody wonder where the law is? Because you never hear anybody referencing the law that condemns these criminals, because these are felons in the church masquerading as Christians. And it's a lack of Christian. This is Christianity. This is blatant Satanism, to say the least. Endorsing what God clearly condemns over 33 times in the Word. Check this out. This is a church, they call it, folks. They call this a church.
Do you have any questions for Miss Pentecost?
Miss Pentecost.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, y'all know what the Pentecost is all about, right? In the book of Acts? Remember how they were celebrating the day of Pentecost? That was the giving forth of God's law on Mount Sinai. So they're calling this man that's dressed as a woman Miss Pentecost. Now, this is how Satan, this isn't even the disguise. Folks, this is Satan using these conduits to go after the children, and the American people are sitting back, especially and namely those that call themselves Christians, and tolerating this. And you know what they're saying? Well, Jesus is coming back pretty soon. Hey, 329.5 million people, keep in mind 86% of you call yourself Christians. You're dealing with less than 1.7% of the people, and you're going to allow the leaving to leave in the whole lump when the Lord told you to purge the lump? You deserve what you get.
You like her eyeshadow. That's great.
Look at this.
Yeah. Maybe she'll let you borrow it. When you're older, when you're allowed to wear makeup.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a mockery of the living God.
Yeah. Well, one of the things I think is great about Miss Pentecost is she reminds us that we follow a
self-proclaimed
God
pastor.
Who calls us to not conform to things of this world.
He's talking about Romans 2. He's talking about Romans 12:2 in reverse, not to be conformed to the world, but be transformed. He's taking it and he's perverting Scripture. He's wresting Scripture as it talks about in the King James Version. Okay, he's wresting judgment. He's perverting judgment. He's going the wrong direction. Instead of going to the risen Christ as the standard, he's fallen to fallen man, and he's trying to justify the unjustifiable.
Transformed by the renewal of our minds. And that means that what I think today may have to change tomorrow if I continue to renew my mind. And it's so cool that we serve a God that calls us to continue to grow and continue to change into something new, and to not be bound by the ways that the world confines us sometimes, that we're supposed to live differently.
Inverted.
So I'm so thankful that you're here with us.
As am I.
Yeah. All right. Let's pray. God, we give you thanks,
God,
that you have sent us Miss Pentecost and you have called her to a life of service and preaching and pastoring and taking care of your people. We pray, God, that today the words that she might share with us in a bit might challenge us to live differently when we leave this place. It's in your name we pray. Amen. All right.
God of life.
Here's a woman.
You are the one who paints rainbows in the sky. You fill the earth with vibrant and varied creatures. And make humanity.
Can I remind you the rainbow in the skies? That was given in Genesis 9:12. And the Lord said, and God said, this is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is within you for perpetual generations. He said, I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be a token of a covenant between me and thee. And it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh, and the water shall no more become a flood to destroy all the flesh. So the rainbow was given as a token between man and God, saying, I won't destroy the earth by water anymore. The question I have for everybody listening, why did he destroy it in the first place? Because of the wickedness of man. See, the very things that you're tolerating today, and these that advocate, what they're advocating for is daring the justice of God to see if he'll do it again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi there, I'm Ken Crow, conservativedailybriefing.com. I just want to tell you, I have listened to some of the greatest speakers in American history. I have never in my life heard a more powerful message from a more patriotic person. Bradley Dean is the epitome of liberty, freedom, and patriotism.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The American church brought this upon themselves through their inaction and their apathy. They're apostate, friends, for the most part. They're an absolute reproach to the younger generation in so many different ways. Why? Because look what's on the rise. And the older generation just sits back and allows this. And by the way, where are those in government and law enforcement to incarcerate these individuals for their crimes against children? Making a prayer to the children. It's interesting because we just highlighted an evangelist, a man ordained evangelist, who's now in prison for, say they, 1,008 years for his crimes against children. But on the other hand, inside of a church, he was a self-proclaimed man ordained evangelist that's in prison for 1,008 years for crimes against children. On the other hand, I'm highlighting video from a sodomite church of Satan because that's exactly what it is. They're advocating what God clearly condemns 33 times in Scripture, and they are daring the justice of God. Let me just say this. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. And for those that sit back and allow this to happen, remember all those kids that you failed to stand up and defend, because they're going to remember that you didn't look out for them. and you're an accomplice to these crimes that are going on inside of the church. And of course, I'm talking about those professors in the American church in America today, all across the USA, US of A. Now I want to go to the next one, and this is a woman in a church creating out of thin air whatever is in her wicked heart. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who could know it? Well, I think she thinks she knows it. But I just took the time after she was talking about the one who paints rainbows in the sky, and it's interesting how they make a mockery out of God's covenant. God gave that covenant saying, I will not destroy the world by a flood again. No, not by a flood, but he will destroy it by fire. That's the next one. Okay, but the question I want to do in reverse, just real quick, why did the Lord destroy the world by a flood in the first place? Because of the wickedness of man. Because of the wickedness of man. Okay, and I'm going to get up to Genesis 18 in just a moment here, but let's watch this lady now, and
God,
let's see what she has to say.
You are the one who paints rainbows in the sky.
Look at all the silver-haired sitting back allowing this that don't know the Word of God.
And make humanity a part of your holy covenants. It is you who calls us to this time of worship today. And so we come before you in hope. We rejoice that all here, all people, are free to come as they are.
Wait a second. Come as you are, but leave as you're changed. King David was born in iniquity. He repented. Read Psalm 51, verse 17, after he committed the sin of adultery with Bathsheba. Don't sit there and tell me about we can all come as we are and stay as we are. No, the Bible says clearly, and don't tell me about how you were born this way, that we're all born in iniquity, and we all need to repent before God and ask the Lord that we might be saved, that we might be born again by the Spirit and the water, right? John 3:3. And yet they want you to accept. They're asking the Lord to bless them as they are. No, the message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It doesn't say anything about staying in your sin. No, Jesus said in Matthew 1:21 that he came into the world to deliver his people from their sins, not in their sins. Okay? This is called using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh, to say the least. Folks, This stuff is craziness, that which is going on. Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Okay, let's listen to the rest of this.
We give thanks that in this space, love is love, mercy is free.
As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent, is the message.
And hope is restored.
In Christ, not outside of Christ.
We often fail as individuals and as a church.
Not a church.
Forgive us when we have intentionally made people feel unwelcome
this,
in our presence.
So they're ostracizing real Christians that are preaching the gospel. Okay? We ask that you forgive us because we have intentionally made people feel unwelcome in our presence. For what? Preaching the Word of God? That's blasphemy, folks.
By our misuse of pronouns.
Listen to this.
By letting homophobic, transphobic, racist, ageist, sexist words go unchallenged.
This is all indoctrination.
Forgive us for judging others.
Judging
others. Others. Hurting others. And fill us with the...
And the church people are all praying this back. I want to go over, and I want you to hear this really quick. In the face of this, this just comes to my aid. What does it tell us in 19:17 of Leviticus? Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart, because love worketh no ill, Romans 13. Going back to Leviticus 19:17, thou shalt in any wise rebuke your neighbor and not allow sin upon him. Okay? They're asking the Lord to forgive them for not standing up against the people that are preaching the message of repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, in essence.
Courage we need to not only begin this journey of affirmation, but to embrace it into our everyday living, that
this is
we
not
might
a church,
draw
folks.
Our circle even wider.
This is exactly what Hitler did too, by the way.
In a time of silence, to allow God's Spirit to tend to your hearts.
See, the Holy Ghost comes with the law in the hand of Christ, Galatians 3:24, to convict of sin, which is the transgression of God's moral law, 1 John 3:4, and the law is Exodus 20. You can also take that to Acts 20, verse 21. And now she's saying that let's take a time of reflection and let the Spirit of God basically speak to us. Well, no, they don't have ears to hear. They don't have eyes to see. The folks, this again is not church. As a matter of fact, let's go to the government right now. State statute condemns this behavior. 1 Corinthians 14:34 also takes this woman on who's taken a role that she is not ordained by God to take. And this is where it comes. 1 Corinthians 14:34 tells us, let your women keep silence in the church. Okay? For it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. This is the New Testament. This is Paul, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament. This is what he had to say. Look at this.
Healing.
I mean, again, folks, this is insane. I want to bring you to the next, and I can go on for another hour there too, but I want you to see as to who these people are at war with. Methodist Church's first drag queen pastor, no such thing, said, quote, unquote, God is nothing. He said, God is nothing, the self-described, ready for this, drag evangelist repeats throughout the poem, adding the Bible is nothing and religion is nothing. In the end, he concludes God and the Bible are nothing unless we wield it into something. He said God must be effing nothing, he says, if her boundless transubstantiated bodies of color are run down, beaten, and strewn in the streets of America instead of ruling the runways of life. He speaks of God not as a Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, but rather as the sources of queerness, describing him as nothing but a drag queen with a microphone of biblical effing proportions. Nothing but if she were, said this drag queen that is now ordained in the Methodist Church, the first drag queen pastor, it goes on, he concludes that if she were, she would be, yes, queening her way down the runways of Paris and Montreal, and nothing but if she were, she would be a seamstress of divide culture, weaving together string theory and self-portraits to form the fiercest gowns of queer existence. Folks, look, I'm not making this up. Hey, folks, you guys all know why in Genesis 18, when Abraham was pleading with the Lord not to judge Sodom and Gomorrah, do you remember? He started out with 50, and he said, "Can I, if I find 50 men, will you withhold judgment?" And the Lord said, okay. Then it went from 50 to 40 to 30 to 20 to 10, and he couldn't find any. Who are the righteous? The reason Sodom and Gomorrah was judged by God is because man failed to obey God in bringing justice to those that were committing crimes against each other, namely the Sodomites. Read verse 19 as well. I'm sorry, chapter 19 in Genesis as well, friends. I'm telling you right now, and you can listen carefully, and most will probably just shrug it off. Folks, if you fail to bring justice to these criminals, you can rest assured that the Lord will bring judgment upon all of us for failing to hold them accountable concerning their crimes against God and each other. These people are beyond, folks. These are the people that have crossed the lines. These are not the kind of people that you can help. They must be lawfully removed. And there's a reason in Luke 17, too, it tells us, friends, it's better for these type to take a millstone and wrap it around their own necks rather than to offend one of these little ones. But they offend the little ones right in the face of all of Americans. And what did the American people do?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.